It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
I think I should say, Yo, Sammy! Sorry, man. Go ahead.
Yo, Paulie!
It's
oh,
me,
you can
Yo,
call
Sammy.
It Yo, Sammy, anytime you want.
Sam was asking me if I boxed back in the day. You know, it's funny. I wasn't a very good fighter growing up as a kid, even though my brother kicked the ever-living you-know-what out of me like almost every day of my young life. But I was a good boxer. We would put on the gloves. Yeah. And box around the neighborhood and that sort of thing. And, yeah, I was good at that. I should have gotten the Golden Gloves.
I just didn't have the temperament for boxing or wrestling because it always turned into a street fight.
With you? No.
In high school, I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, right. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Friday, August 5th, 2022, the end of a long week. I'm telling you, there's something about this past week. Maybe it was election night. It just takes a lot out of you when it's that late. And
I'm ready to eat a bullet. Ellie got a hip replaced on Wednesday, and she's just like tormenting
me. Now, I know people that stayed up through the night and watched the results.
Yeah.
A lot of them did that. I couldn't. I mean, I have to get up very early to write news and do the weather and make certain deadlines in that and send the news off. And I just couldn't. I thought about it, and now I'm glad I didn't because some of those races weren't decided, or though the returns didn't come in until 2:30, and Alan Tempert went off and said, when he went off the air with us, he said, yeah, it'll be 10:30, we're going to do another drop.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he needs to go away.
That didn't
Alan
happen.
Alan Tempert needs to go away.
I'm not even going there. I'm not touching that one with 10 one-foot poles.
I like Alan and all that, but this is a bunch of, after sitting through one of these elections like this and the boxes sat in one of the supervisor's office for 30 days before they were counted.
Right.
And I ended up losing by 21 votes. You know, we need some drastic changes here. I think we're going to be a little better off when it comes statewide without the Democrats being allowed to steal anything. That's for sure.
It wasn't just Mojave County though. It was statewide.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's weird
about it. It wasn't here.
You know,
pretty much. It was, you know, it was more Maricopa and Poconino or
Pinal County was just a nightmare. He's already been fired.
Yeah.
The elections director there.
Even
Ronna McDaniel was calling for him to be gone. You know, along with Kelly Ward. This guy needs to go. I mean, they had 40-something thousand ballots that went out early for mail-ins.
Correct.
And they were missing city council and mayoral races for the different cities. There were seven different cities affected.
Well, he's probably a Democrat.
I don't know.
Plant. He's a plant is what he was.
My
paranoia is screaming right now.
Sheriff Lamb is in Pinal County.
Yeah, I like
him. Yeah, we were questioning that the other night, Sonny and I, because I'm pretty sure it's a dominant Republican county. So,
somewhat.
You know, I don't know. And it's along the border, isn't it? So, yeah, but that's just a fiasco down there. Anyway, our guest today, before I get any, screaming hate mail, you know, in my email, I get these nasty grams. Sam Scarmato, our guest from samsguns.com. We're going to do some political commentary today. And I need to remind people, Sam, I know you're all about support our schools, right? Do you have one of these boxes in your shop there? No. Support our
schools. Get rid of the teachers union, then I'll put one of the boxes in.
I don't know if we have a teachers union here.
They have an organization here. I got to tell you something. I was on there. Mark Nexon asked me one time, would you finish up my last year on the EBT for the Unified School District? I said, I should have eaten a bullet instead of taking that, because that was the worst 10 months I ever had in my life, putting up with those communists on there.
All right.
There was a couple good ones, a couple good people on the board, but I mean, you know, they hated my guts, the thought of me coming on there.
Right. We had Monica Hall and like six other guests in this room yesterday, talking about Support Our Schools Week, and that's going on through the weekend. They're talking about extending it past the 7th, and you'll want to go to the Lake Havasu Association of Realtors. There is the City Hall offices, Lake Havasu Chamber of Commerce, the school district offices, Foothills Bank, Lake Havasu City Post Office, Havasu Regional Medical Center, and Horizon Community Bank. They all have the drop boxes for school supplies. Or you can contact Monica or it should be Judy Tassi or Brenda Atkinson at the Association of Realtors and give them money so they can go. Money goes a lot farther than sometimes in school supplies than it
does. This doesn't show up on the radio, does it?
No, it doesn't. I can't censor that, but it doesn't show up either. So, it's the thing that says we're number one or you're number one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're number one. Perfect. All right. So the big question, Sam, and, you know, I know this is tough. It's almost heartbreaking. It's the Trump endorsed candidate. You did not agree with President Trump on this, but he endorsed Kari Lake. Now Kari Lake is the official nominee for the Republican Party for Arizona governor.
That is, and now I'm a Kari Lake guy. Got to support her because she is both says she's a Republican. We'll see.
So that's your public thoughts right there.
My public thoughts. Got to support her. Got to support the Republicans.
Right, right. What do you think about Matt Salmon and his timing of pulling out of the race in that?
He should have stayed in all the way through, or he should have pulled out a month or so earlier.
Don't you think that would have hurt Robeson more, though?
No, I don't think so. If he'd endorsed her then, everybody else endorsed her except Trump, you know?
Right.
Pretty much Pence endorsed her. Mm-hmm. And Kari Lake better never scream for that this is a mandate, because it's not. The few votes that separated them is not a mandate.
You know, right.
She does that, and then she claims that, and then she's like, she is a Democrat.
The remarkable part to me was that she was down by 9 points on election night with the early votes that came in. And, you know, I still don't like early voting. You know,
I don't
especially
like
now
election day
when you have to talk about the election for 2 hours and you're looking at early returns, and it's like, really? You know, am I way off here, Sam? But when I was a kid, and let's say Reagan was running for president, or Nixon, I remember back to when Nixon won in 72.
Well, I'm older than you. I remember Eisenhower.
We went to bed that night knowing who was president the next morning.
Exactly.
Why don't we know that now? We have more technology now. Why don't we know that now?
Well, they'll just tell you there's more people here now. There's 150 million people when Nixon ran, and there's, what, 280 million real citizens and 30 or 40 million. I don't care. It's not my radio station. That's what they're illegal aliens, what they are. For the vast majority of. That's not the five words, is it?
No. That's two words.
Yeah. Back. Okay.
So anyway, I'm just shaking my head, folks.
Illegal,
I know you can't
criminal
see that
aliens
at home.
Invading our country. Is that better?
So anyway, I didn't vote in 72. Obviously, I was only 8 years old. But did you mark the ballot? Did you check them off? Did you punch it? Do you remember? Because
the first time I voted was against Jimmy Carter.
What I'm trying to get at is, was the ballot counting process automated like it is now?
Except in Chicago. In Chicago, they had this big booth you stepped into with about a 3-foot lever that you pulled to the left, and it closed the curtain behind you. Then you put all your selections in by pushing little levers down, right? Then you pull the lever back, and it would chink, and it just voted for all the Democrat candidates. So,
well, if there's anybody out there who works, you know, volunteers or whatever they do as an election worker, give us a call, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. I'm just curious, why Why does it take so long? It's not just Mojave County. Don't say it's because of Colorado City or whatever, but Maricopa County took 3 days.
Yeah.
Don't tell me it's because we're in a remote area. So, and it's
we're not remote anymore. Hell, we're the most important county in the state if you tally things up anymore.
Right.
We swing every election one way or another.
It can't be the volume of votes because back in the day, they were counted by the time we went to bed.
That's right.
We knew what was happening. But I think this, you know, Kari Lake brought this story, if you will, to the GOP picnic in July. You were there.
I was there.
And she was talking about Karen Taylor Robeson, and she accused her of tricking a record 1,200-plus, mostly elderly people, into donations. And those included auto renewals. That's what she was talking about on the stage when she had her 6 minutes. But Kari Lake accused opponent Karen Taylor Robeson of tricking elderly Arizonans into donating to her campaign by pretending the money would go for, quote, Trump Truth Social or Trump Truth Social and the Wall. She also accused the mostly self-funded candidate of fooling donors into committing to automatically renewing their donations each month. And Lake held up. She had quite a few pages. She had something with her that she called proof. 1,000 pages that she said represented potential victims, and most of them were Social Security victims,
right,
she said. And they got wind of this, and that these auto renewals, they were disputes that Lake had gotten her hands on that said, here's the story right here. These people disputed the charges, and they were mostly $25 donations.
Right.
That went to Karen Taylor Robeson, who claims she's self-funded. Right? Spent a record $9 million or something like that?
Yeah. She spent a lot of money of her own money. She's got money. Kari Lake's got money.
Lake had $3.2 million in donations, I guess, or campaign funding. It's a shame that a lot of that had to go into the primary. Because now she's taken on the Democratic machine known as Katie Hobbs.
I just don't worry much about Katie Hobbs. She's a thief, a crook, and she's the one that screwed up the 2 year ago election.
Right.
The 2000 elections. She's a terrible human being.
So
she is truly a terrible human being.
But how many people know that about her is what I want to know.
Anyone, especially
in Maricopa County.
Well, I don't know.
She's running these image ads right now that make her look like she's a saint. I don't watch too much commercial television, but I have seen those ads.
Get your beat. I don't watch television.
There you go. Perfect. So, I want to talk about
what was the final on the county clerk?
County clerk for us?
Yeah, right there.
Christina Spurlock.
Good.
Is actually the winner in that race.
Good.
I think this is 100% of the votes counted, and
yeah, good.
Yeah, Christina Spurlock, good candidate. I would agree with you over Mike Cobb, and it's about 750 votes.
Yeah,
I read that in the Mojave Daily News this morning.
That'll never correct it. So if it does, it won't be overcome by much.
That's going to hold. And the big one to me is Steve D'Amico, who's the Bullhead City Vice Mayor.
Right.
He won over Ashley Garrick and Wahid Ziri. And Ziri gave up his seat on the council to run for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see right there, it takes 50% of the vote plus one to actually win.
Steve got it.
And with three candidates, that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
I think that's very impressive.
He's a smart guy.
There's still a few.
He's crabbier than I am sometimes.
Yeah, right. But there's still a few votes to count, I'm told. Right. But I don't think they're going to be made up. It's quite a difference there that Garrick and Ziri have to make up to catch D'Amico. So I would say he's mayor-elect, and they should know by today, Roger Galloway said, or Monday at the latest.
Oh,
and then
there's a pillar of...
Stop it. All right. So we're talking about the former Speak Out host. All right. So the other big story in Bullhead is Tammy Ring and Daniel Alfonso, the challenger, unseated the incumbent, Annette Wegman. And that's kind of a big story right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's vote for two. That's
I've never been able to get
term.
This stuff on my computer at home, the county stuff.
That's the four-year. Well, there's a trick to it. I'll show you.
Yeah, show
me
that because I can't get anything. I got the state stuff on one computer screen, and it's inched along and changed minimally, but that's about it.
Right. So you'll see where Ring got 27.5%, Alfonso got 26.6%, and Wegman with 26.1%. There was only about 50 votes separating second and third place.
Two vacancies?
This is the weird part about Bullhead City. They have a 4-year term, that's two seats, and the 2-year term, which is three seats. So former police chief Rodney Head way out in front with 38.
Yeah, I like Rod. He's a great guy.
Rodney Head's a great guy. Grace Heck, she's an incumbent councilwoman. And Juan Lizarraga, he's new to the council, so he'll be on a 2-year term. And then there were three seats available and only two people running for Kingman Council. So that's kind of interesting. Sean Savage and Smiley Ward. So they both got their seats. This is the one that kind of upset a lot of people.
It upsets me big time. Lake
Havasu City Council. All the incumbents stay. What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts? Well, first thing that points out is our mayor, Mahal Kalshi. He's one of the biggest liars in town. And if he comes around about 6 or 7 months from now, I'm going to recall his butt. Because I tell you, he's turned out to be that he doesn't know what the word veracity and honesty means. Anyway,
can you cite me an example?
First of all, let's go with Jenny right here. He says he doesn't endorse or support anybody. If you go to his house above the high school on the north side of Palo Verde, you'll find a big old Jenny Coke sign in his front yard. If that's not endorsing someone, I don't know what is. Now, him and I had a discussion the other day after the ladies' dinner over here. We had a discussion about this, and he says, no, that's, well, he's, and the thing we also discussed this thing with the drag show coming. That's coming in, I think it's in February, March or February, whatever. We're going to pick at that son of a gun, is what it is at the resort. He doesn't know anything about it.
It's at London Bridge Resort?
Yeah. Okay. It's at London Bridge Resort, and all ages are allowed, but you can't buy liquor unless you're 21. So he says, I don't know anything about it. I said, well, you're the manager. You ought to know. Well, it's not kids aren't allowed. Kids are allowed, in fact, to go into that. And when you start all of this CRT and this let's teach the kids that don't want to be girls and don't want to be boys, you know, it's gone to the point that he's got to go, though. Cal has got to go. I wish I didn't know I'd seen this item beforehand. I found somebody to run against him.
Okay. There you go.
I didn't vote for him. I voted for Frankie Lyon.
Oh, you did the write-in?
I did. I did a write-in for Frankie Lyon. You better believe it.
Do you know, I don't even know this. How do we find the results of the write-in?
Should be posted. See, as I told you, I can't get into this. Into the county one. I've been trying for 3 days now. Can't get into the county one. You're going to have to show me when we go on break.
Yeah, there's a really tricky. Well, there's a link. You go to Mojave.gov.
I've done that.
Okay, and then there's the primary. It's in yellow.
I've done that.
Now at the very top of the page that Katie Hobbs is on, her little picture, right above her head, it says county results. It's a pull down, and you pick.
Okay, I'll take a look at that.
And then you pick Mojave. I'll show you how to get in there. So,
and you know, we're talking about the city council. You got to tell me in the past 8 years what Jenny Coke has ever done except get her husband a job paying for the city, which was which was opposed to the no nepotism stuff we passed when I was on council. And as much as I like Jenny and as much as I like Michelle Lynn personally, you know, what have they done? In 8 years, they haven't done a damn thing.
But don't you think Michelle Lynn has a lot of involvement in the community with the closed closet and
When it gets to be the last 6 weeks before an election, she gets involved with the community. And Jenny Cook, what's she do? Nothing. She's a representative. She's a pocket vote for the lady who runs the Chamber of Commerce. And for Cal. Cal needs a vote. Lisa needs a vote. Boom. There you go.
Wow. There you go. The world according to Sam Scarmardo.
And Michelle Lynn is the same thing. I had two others, you know, two not up for election city council people ask me, don't beat up on Michelle Lynn. We count on her vote. That's not what I want in a city council. I want an independent thinking city council.
But what about when Michelle Lynn and Nancy Campbell wanted to roll back the tax rate a little bit on property owners? And they were the only two that voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
But they were defeated. That's not...
It's showing exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
We haven't
So you're not happy either way.
No. I we haven't had a mayor as bad as this since Dick Heilemann.
Oh,
or Jim
Spezzano. Yikes.
That's all.
What about your favorite, Melanie?
Well, you know, Melanie Jintz did Xanax. Yeah, she was a good friend of mine. I mean, you know, she was a good friend until she got into the drugs and alcohol. I was her vice mayor 3 times. So.
I'm kind of baiting him on this one, folks, so just bear with me.
We were friends. I mean, as far as we were friends until she got into it. She stabbed me in the back, too, when it came to the running for re-election. And the best her and Buster could do to beat me was beat me by 21 votes.
All right, we're going to take a short break. As you can hear, we got some Kid Rock underneath. And I'm going to go over surprises, because Sam had a list he came on here with. And I know I had a couple, at least two surprises in the state races. And Rusty Bowers went down, too. That was, I don't know that district, but that does surprise me a little bit, being that he was House Speaker. Yeah. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Sam Scarmardo from samsguns.com. It's Friday. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. It's Kid Rock Day. Why? Because Sam Scarmardo's here, right?
And we like Kid Rock. He's a Republican.
I do. I like Kid Rock a lot. He built a 25-room mansion, right, with one bathroom. And the shower's made of gold.
Really?
I'm not going to say why. You just kind of figure it out, folks, all right?
One bathroom.
I should have mentioned, too, that we have Diamondbacks tickets, Diamondbacks and Rockies. It's at Chase Field this weekend. We have Saturday and Sunday, not or Sunday. So if you want to go tomorrow night, we'll also give you tickets for Sunday as well. Diamondbacks and Rockies. Hey, while you're down there, you might as well take advantage, right? Since you already put the gas in your vehicle and took out a bank loan to get the gas. So, you know, just because it went down, what, 60 cents?
And while you're down there, Katie Hebbs is running for governor, so vote for her 12 or 13 times.
Nice.
Early.
That was a good one, actually. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Horizon Community Bank, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, and by Patio Paradise. And our archives for this show, in case you want to pick Sam apart or laugh again at what he said, KNTRtalk.com, and we stream live there as well. And don't forget about the Lake Havasu City app, where our archives are available. Just go to the Google Play or Apple iStore, download the app. The app developer was telling me that she was in here on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Alyssa, there's like 5,500 or more downloads right now for the Lake Havasu City app, and they've only been on, I don't know, since October. So that's pretty outstanding.
Yeah.
In a town of, what, 59,015?
Is that what it is?
Said?
Ask the mayor, it'd be 100,000.
No. Because Robert McCulloch only designed it for, what, 90? Was it 92? Is that the special number?
In that ballpark. I mean, they say total build-out's less than 100,000.
Right.
So
I mentioned the D-backs tickets, and you can call during the next couple of breaks, and it's 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And if you want one night or both, or let's see, it's 5:10 tomorrow and 1:10 first pitch on Sunday. So there you have it. And you won't see David Peralta because he's not on the team anymore. That's the part I don't like.
Shucks.
I love David Peralta. He was a good ambassador for the team, you know?
Yes, he was indeed.
Right. Let's see. What are we going to talk about here? I could go over a couple of community events, but I'd rather talk about the surprises that we had.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was like super, super surprised.
There's something wrong with this one. The screen you got up there, there's something wrong with that.
Why?
The city council one? Something is uncoordinated.
Yeah. What do you think when it comes to Blake Masters? I don't know what the hell.
I'm trying to think what Trump was thinking about endorsing him and Carrie Lake.
Right.
Carrie Lake was the one who wrote the song "He's Not My President" about a year ago.
Well, I can understand why after interviewing Blake Masters on this show.
Yeah,
I can understand why, because he talks the talk. Now,
Jerry talks the talk,
but being from Silicon Valley and only a year and a half in Arizona, I've heard that he lived in Virginia first, and then he moved here. So is he one of those people? I might have the wrong candidate. I might be thinking
You got the right one.
I might be thinking of Adam Morgan, that moved here just to run and secure a nomination. So
I don't trust him regardless.
He does talk the talk.
He's going to have a hard time beating Mark Kelly.
Right, but who had the better chance out of Jim Lehman, Mark Brnovich, and Mick McGuire?
Lehman or McGuire? Brnovich, I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him because he failed on everything he's been supposed to do for the last couple of years. I wouldn't vote for Brnovich anymore, and I like the guy.
Okay.
You know, one time I liked him. Right now, my tolerance for worthless politicians is up to above my eyebrows, and I'll tell you, he's one of them. He did nothing. The two city council I mentioned before did nothing, and I supported Jim Dolan because he did stuff. I don't care if he runs again.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I'll come out and say that.
Yeah, but those two that got...
I don't normally say who I voted for, but I did vote for Jim Dolan.
I'll tell you exactly who I voted for in any race, you know. And Jim Dolan's a good guy. He's business sense. He has business sense. You tell me what the other two got. My business sense with Jenny is I'll vote for the mayor and Lisa Krueger say. That's the way I'm going to vote.
Uh-huh.
Or Michelle, who knows what the hell she's going to vote for. And that's the gospel truth. Yeah, terrible city. Those two terrible city councils. Oops, who am I getting texted from somebody?
I don't know.
Oops.
Are you getting hate texts already?
Probably. I hope so.
Sam's phone over here is blowing up. You can't hear it. Thank goodness he silenced it because
he'll probably
take over all of the audio on this show.
This is for me to lose 35 pounds in 3 weeks.
One of those.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, I've never gotten one of those. So there you go. All right.
Well, and of course, you're skin and bones.
I'm kidding. I get a lot of those texts. Okay. So, all right. The other, I wasn't really surprised by this one, but Paul Gosar.
I got 65% of the vote.
Are you okay with that?
He got a big, I max him on donations all the time. He's a good guy, personal friend.
Okay.
So I can't see anybody else. The rest of these people are on there. They were just seen because Paul's a little shaky right now. He's got issues, but it doesn't affect his mind at all.
Physically, right.
Physically. He's got a little bit of physical issues right now. That affects nothing in the way his mind works and his attitude. I voted for Paul, and I gave him max donations.
But do you think he used good judgment with the anime video?
Who cares? She's a pig.
But wouldn't you expect if you were a Republican in a House dominated by Democrats, right? Wouldn't you expect if you put out a video like that to be censured? Or does he not care?
I would, but I don't
care.
That means
he loses his committee assignments, right?
I wouldn't care.
Okay.
They can't keep him off committees because we're going to run the whole thing in another 10 weeks.
Okay.
So, you know, the point is Paul's a great guy. All the rest of these guys taking pot shots. Worthless pot shots at Paul.
Okay.
You know, and that's exactly what it was.
So you didn't like Randy Cutts at all, even though he had worked for Trent Franks?
No. You know, and Trent's a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
You know, I withdrew from the race because I was running in the one when he first ran it, and I withdrew and supported him.
Right.
So.
Now, a big surprise to me, because I met Callie Townsend, okay, is State Senate District 7. Wendy Rogers literally cruised to victory in this one, 59.5% of the vote.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a surprise.
And I got a lot of comments on that from Sonny Borelli.
Yeah.
He says you can't count on her for anything when it comes to crunch time.
And why wasn't Sonny talking about it? Why was, you know, Sonny's like, I'm a little pissed off at Sonny right now too, and Leo both. I supported them both. You know, I voted for them both, but the point is they were Kerry Lakers from behind the screen saying they weren't. And we're going to have words about that when it's all over and done with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So. I want to be a fly on the wall with that conversation.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and take a short break. We'll come back with more in a moment. We're talking to Sam Scarmato from samsguns.com. We're going over some surprises from Tuesday's primary elections. All right, statewide and the federal, right?
Sure.
Statewide and
absolutely.
County, I should say, and county. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoie. Stay with us on Speak Out.
I'ma head out west where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint. Buy an old drop top, find a spot to pit. Then I'm a kid rocking up and down your block.
It's like you, Sam. He's gonna find a spot to pimp.
There you go.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank. Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, and our newest sponsor, Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology. They're online at lesolson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. And I find this amazing for a company out of Kingman, but they are Sharp's biggest copier dealer.
Serious?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's their claim. They claim it on their commercials. They claim it in the
nationwide
copy.
Or worldwide or what?
It just says Sharp's. Yeah, I think it's worldwide. If I read
serious.
That right, I'll have to read it.
See, I need someone for IT, but they got to be in Lake Havasu. So they can't be in Kingman.
Sharp's largest dealer worldwide. And they're in Kingman.
How do they spell Sharps?
Right. Well, Sharp Systems, you know, like Sharp copiers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty amazing. When
I need an IT guy, but he's got to be here in town. I need two employees, too. Listen, if you need a job, I need two employees at least.
Really?
Yeah, serious. And pays good. I pay more than In-N-Out Burger to start.
And they get to work for you?
They get to work for me.
Wow. Now, that's a treat right there.
It's funny. Working for me would be comical. It keeps you amused a lot.
I can hear laughter coming out of the mothership, so it's pretty funny.
All right. I seriously need two employees.
Full-time, part-time?
Full-time, part-time, whatever.
Okay, what are the job duties, Sam?
The job does is they work the counter in the store. I mean, you know what the hell? They're not going to do anything really. Clean a gun now and then.
Right.
Be nice, show people how to use, the safety on guns and stuff like that. Go out on the range. Cause, we have an indoor range.
Okay.
And we shoot full automatic weapons there. So you have to be, preferably if they're former police or military, we give a preference to. But they have to know how to use a computer as well. I've had two people be hired and they never showed up, so.
They ghosted you?
Yeah.
That's the new thing now.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what it is they're filling out applications so they can get more unemployment.
Oh, is there an extension on that I don't know about?
Apparently. There must be. That's what I hear.
I don't know why I would know about it.
Having never gotten unemployment in my entire life, I couldn't tell you.
Right. All right, so more surprises. And this one, we talked about Rusty Bowers.
Rusty Bowers, yeah. That really floors me.
And Farnsworth. What's that?
That really floors me.
Yeah. State Senator, District 10, Bowers trying to make the leap from the House to the Senate. And, lost big. By almost 30%.
Yeah.
Farnsworth was 64.5% of the vote. Sonny Borelli cruised to victory, obviously. But this one surprised me a lot.
Not in the least bit.
You
I
didn't
know
surprise?
Not at all, no.
John Gillette getting the seat did not surprise you. Why?
No, not at all. I mean, I all those people I've gone. The trouble is with that race there, most of those people I've gone on vacations with. So, it's like they're all friends of mine. Donna, I think she'd do better than that, but she got in late. She got in late. She had her sign in front of my store in my house.
Right.
No question at all. Leo was a shoo-in. I don't know. He spent way more money than he really needed to. As I say, listening to Carrie Lake, Leo endorsed her, and so did Sonny, and so did Kelly Ward, which all three I'm a little bit upset about. So, maybe she's lying, in which case then they shouldn't have supported her.
Well, now here's something you may not have seen. I'm going to try to talk our listeners through this, but of course, Biasucci won every county.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you have Noel Rosen is from Maricopa County.
Right.
He lives in Wickenburg, and Gillette beat Rosen 560 votes to 434. In his own county,
right.
In Maricopa County. But you'll look down here, and if you put them side by side, you have Gillette and McCoy, right? You have Gillette beat her in La Paz. He beat her in Maricopa. He beat her in Mojave. And he beat her in Yavapai County.
John was everywhere.
I guess he was.
He was everywhere. He campaigned. It's just like, some of the other people that are out here running, they did something. There's some people, I don't know if on a reserve comment, Steve texted just said not to mention the city council, but there was a couple people on city council that ran for the city council that didn't do anything. And they lost, famously.
It surprised me about Donna McCoy because she had a ton of endorsements.
She's got a lot of endorsements, yeah.
Does that mean endorsements, unless it's Trump, don't really mean anything?
I've never counted on endorsements. And I don't put much credibility. You have to get out and talk to people, shake their hands,
right.
Help them put their groceries in the trunk of the car. You're sitting there advertising stuff in the shopper and all this. That's great. It has some effect. But The bottom line, when it's all over and done with, as far as the local, the city council race, we've got the stupidest electorate in the entire state, and possibly in the entire country if they elected the people they elected.
I got you. I was trying
Christina
to find...
Christina was a shoo-in.
I was trying to find the state race where you had Tom Horn that actually won.
Yeah, that's a surprise.
Against Sherry Sapir.
Sherry Sapir is an outstanding, just absolutely an outstanding candidate.
Right. I would definitely agree with you there. So, yeah. And then you had, I thought Marco Lopez would do a little bit better against Katie Hobbs.
She's a crook. She's a mafiosi.
So now you have Mark Fincham, mm-hmm. who won for Secretary of State.
Right.
Which I expected, not by that big of a margin,
yeah,
but
I figured he was a shoo-in.
He's the Trump endorsed candidate. Shauna Bullock didn't do as well as I thought she would, especially against Bo Lane. But now you have Adrian Fontes. And anyone who followed the 2020 election.
He should be in jail.
Knows who Adrian Fontes is. And he's probably the whole reason for the Maricopa County audit.
Well, this is your Democrats doing what they're supposed to be doing. Speaking as a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat.
Uh-huh.
Because I have responsibility and consider myself somewhat honest and a human being.
Okay.
And Christian, you know, I'm not for murdering babies or men marrying men or anything like
that. I agree with you on those two.
You know, but he's just ish, totally ish, but they're going to put him in there. What was the total votes between him and our guy? Total votes counted.
Well, Fincham had 280,000 votes, but it was in a four-person race.
Yeah.
Fontes had 276,000.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about that.
He's
going to lose.
Race.
I mean, I'll put some money in ads down in Maricopa if I have to make sure that son of a SOB doesn't
oh,
get
yeah.
the...
Yeah, that's who Stephen Richard defeated for the Maricopa County Recorder position. So at least you have a Republican in that seat, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Attorney General, another Trump-endorsed candidate, Abe Hamadeh.
Did Trump endorse him?
Yes.
He's the one I supported.
Yes, there were seven candidates, including Wendy Rogers and the person running against Rusty Bowers.
Yeah.
And then the other five.
See, I didn't know Abe. I know Abe, so yes. I didn't know he was endorsed by Trump. But
I thought he was pretty solid.
Very solid.
Rodney Glassman, one heck of a singer, but came in second place in the AG's race on the Republican side. And then you had Andrew Gould, who a lot of people liked. And Don Grove had Hilde Angus, I think, was supporting her, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And then Lacey Cooper and Tiffany Shedd.
I'm surprised Tiffany Shedd did as bad as she did.
I'm really surprised at that, too. Thank you.
No.
That's another surprise.
Seriously, I had to figure her second. Third,
right.
maybe.
I agree. She has a lot of border experience. She's from one of the counties on the border.
I'm looking at this whole thing, and something supernatural is happening here. It seems like, you know, maybe I'm just being facetious, but something, people that should have won lost, and there's somebody pulling the strings.
Do you think it's the whole theory that the Democrats who went and re-registered as independents?
It's got an effect.
Voted
it's definitely
for,
an effect.
That could vote for Republicans in the primary.
Yeah.
You think there may have been a contingent of them statewide?
Well, they've been doing that in Chicago since 1893.
So, okay.
So seriously. And everybody says, you know, vote early and often. That was not Mayor Daley. That was Bathhouse John McGinty in 1893.
So let's finish the thought on Attorney General, because you have Hamadeh, who's got to get all of these people onto his side here, these other four candidates, or five candidates, to run against a powerhouse, Chris Mays. She is a powerhouse, whether you want to admit it or not, coming from the Arizona Corporation Commission.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people, she's going to get a lot of Maricopa County support.
She has to lose.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
And then Kimberly Yee.
She's who I supported. So.
But there was a lot of local support for Jeff Wininger, from what I understand.
Yeah.
He got a lot of applause. And a lot of people were really behind him. And Bob Letary was also at the Republican picnic. But Kimberly Yee was not there. She was not at the, I guess when
you... Well, you have a job to do.
Yeah.
And she was doing her job.
I think she's done it solidly. I wouldn't give
Absolutely.
Her credit for the surplus, but I would say she's a factor in,
she's
the,
facilitated
in
it.
The state surplus with the investments that office makes.
Yeah.
So, and then you have... here's the
Horn.
Big. Here's the big one right here. This is the one where that theory plays for me, in that the Democrats registering as independents to vote for Tom Horn.
Sherry would have been a very hard one to beat
over Sherry Sapir.
Yeah,
and 42 to 30, another 7% of the vote right? That's a 7% margin, Horn over Sapir. But can Horn beat Kathy Hoffman for state superintendent of public instruction? He's done the job. And it was in a time when RASA studies were invading schools. Yeah. Now we have CRT, critical race theory, invading the schools. Yeah. So what's your thoughts on Tom Horn running against Kathy Hoffman?
Yeah, he's I don't know, unless he does something a little better than what he's doing right now, he's going to lose, which saddens me greatly. But then what's our total Republican votes? 262, 216, 34. Yeah. If all the Republicans vote for Tom, he'll win.
Right.
That's right. It. You know, and that's what we have to do. That's the biggest problem with the Republican Party is they cut each other's throats on a just a, and then they end up enemies. As much as I did not want Carrie Lake to get elected, I'm 100% Laker now.
100% Laker.
Yeah.
You're a
Laker. Not Los Angeles Laker, but
you're
100%
a Laker fan.
Carrie Lake. Yeah.
All right. You're a Carrie Lake fan. They call them fake Lake and fake Blake. Are they going to escape those monikers?
Well, the Democrats are going to beat the drum till the cows come home. I don't know. You know, this is a very disturbing. I'm usually not upset by elections. This election, particularly the city council election, is very much upset me personally.
But I thought it was a little strange on election night that the state media, ABC 15, was attacking Hobbs on the lawsuit that she lost.
Yeah.
Like the staffer. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
They said African American. I didn't know that was a term anymore. But the African American staffer that was let go over it was an equal pay issue.
Yeah.
And Hobbs got beat badly in
she
court.
She did get
over
beat
that.
Badly, yeah. And we the taxpayers paid for it.
But what surprised me was the Maricopa County media actually going after her on that on election night.
You know, maybe the media has got. Globally, the media here in the United States is not globally, but, you know, U.S.-wide, countrywide, the media has gotten beaten so bad for being corrupt and not covered doing their job.
So how many trips to Arizona does Trump make between now and November 8th?
Two that I know of.
Yeah?
Yeah, two that I know of. So
how do you know that?
I can't tell you.
Oh,
if I tell you, I have to kill you.
He's really coming. Which county? Can you tell me that?
Not here.
Not well. Why would he come to Mojave County? Doesn't need
it was one of his biggest turnouts when he came to Bullhead City here.
But he doesn't need to come here.
He doesn't need here. No.
You know, the Republican candidates already have Mojave County support. What I mean is, does he go to Pima, Maricopa, or both?
I'd say Pima and Maricopa. Maricopa for sure. You know that he'll do Maricopa at least once.
Right. Right.
You know it's.
So what about nationwide? I've got some feelers in Pennsylvania, and there's a real anti-Oz sentiment there. He may have a problem getting elected, Dr. Oz.
Well,
Mehmet Oz.
Yeah, Mehmet Oz, yeah. You know, the point is he did okay in the primary. Now let's see what happens. I mean, you know, there's also a very big anti-Democrat sentiment in
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But the thing that the incumbent senator has in his favor, he's for recreational marijuana, and I believe that state is not recreational yet. So there's a lot of people counting on that there. To a lot of people, that's an issue. You know?
You know, to me.
Not to us.
The last time I smoked pot, I was 14.
I really didn't need to know that.
Well, you know, it's like it came to the conclusion I smoked pot four or five times when I was about 14 years old. It came to the conclusion I'd been born paranoid and hungry, so I didn't need anything to exacerbate the situation.
Was it really pot or was it oregano?
Oh, it was pot.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you inhale?
I inhaled. I'm not a Clinton. Sorry. I inhaled.
All right. Perfect. Sam, we've reached the end of our hour.
We'll just run into Sean for a while.
I can't run into Hannity. I'll get tarred and feathered. Have you ever seen anyone tarred and feathered?
Personally, no. I've seen somebody lynched.
I saw it on the show John Adams. On the series on HBO, they had a guy being tarred and feathered after the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was like certain death in those days. Did you know that?
Oh, no. Very few people ever died from tar and feather
because
they don't use hot tar. They don't use
Not now, but then it was because of infection. Because it burned your skin off. So
what they usually used, and that's BS. Most of the time, I don't think anybody's ever died of tar and feathering except after the fact, because most of the time they use tree sap.
You were probably around back then, too.
Close enough. I was pretty close, yeah.
Sam, it's been a great hour. Thanks for joining me.
Sure.
All right.
Well, Morton, thanks for having me here.
Right. Anyone wants those Diamondback tickets, we still have them. You can go tomorrow and Sunday, and it's against the Colorado Rockies. 5:10 first pitch tomorrow, 1:10 on Sunday. All right, Sam.
Think seriously about recalling a part of the city council.
I was told not to let you say that. But
well, too late.
All right. you could do that battle, not me. All right,
okay.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, here's your final shot. On Monday, we've got Hospice of Havasu coming in. Also, Christina Hook from the Better Business Bureau. City Manager Jessica Knudsen on Tuesday. Nikki Nickel from the Chamber and Esme Electric doing their Wednesday thing. And Sound Advice with Brian Springberg on Thursday. And then on Friday, probably one of Sam's favorite segments, I'm sure, District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould will be in the studio. So, yeah, I know you do. I know you. He's saying I like Ron. So, all right, we've got a whole bunch of openings this month, particularly at the end of the month, 29th, 30th, and 31st, just because of the way the regulars fall. So, all right, everybody have a safe weekend. It's going to heat up, by the way, to around 110, maybe 112 by Sunday. Sunny skies, but rain's going to return on Monday. Hannity is up next. Preceded by Fox News. Stay safe out there and stay hydrated.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.